Welcome to American Variety Radio. I'm your host, Court Lewis. You know, we often have people on who do unusual things, kind of who followed their dream, and it's led them down an unusual path in life, and they've found what they wanted to do and succeeded at it. My guest today is one of those people. Florida has a state bird and a state flower and a tree and a state historian and a state poet laureate and also a state chef. He's the nation's only full-time state chef. You'd think it might be California, but nope, it's Florida. His name is Justin Timorini. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, Court. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, Chef Justin. There must be an official one-of-a-kind job description on the state employment roster. What do you do exactly?
Well, it's a great question. My official title is Culinary Ambassador and Certified Executive Chef for the Florida Department of Agriculture. So quite a unique title there.
Sounds pretty important. So as ambassador, I guess you must travel a lot, but we'll get to that. So you said the Department of Agriculture?
Yeah, full-time for the Department of Agriculture. In fact, I'm the only full-time agriculture chef in the entire country. It's a very unique position, and like you said, you know, you would think maybe California or Texas, big agricultural states, would have a position like this, but here we are here in Florida, and, you know, we're really trying to stay ahead of the curve. What's more important when we're talking about agriculture is to demonstrate to people how that affects them in their everyday life. You know, agriculture is food, so who better than a food professional to get people interested?
Sounds cool, and it's great on the part of Florida to be doing that. It does sound like it's mainly marketing for Florida produce, but I think there's a big focus on healthy eating, right? So it's not just promotion on your part. What kinds of things do you do other than the obvious, you know, promoting the consumption of Florida's agricultural products?
Right. Well, that's the main thing, is promoting our over almost 300 different edible commodities that we grow here in the state. Not only that, but seafood also. So lots of different things. But, you know, you're right, really, really promoting that, letting people know what we grow here. One of the main things is helping people understand the growing seasons of our produce and the harvesting seasons of our seafood, so they can understand when to go buy them and what time of year they should be using it. But also, you know, like you said, focusing on healthy eating, I'm really the kind of chef that's the consumer chef, the everyday chef. I'm not going to make recipes that are going to try to wow you or that are complicated. You know, I try to stay very grounded and simple and fun with my recipes so that anybody with just about any experience level can produce these recipes at home. So it's a very neat job and all kinds of fun things that I get to do.
Is an emphasis on locally grown food somehow inherently healthier eating? I mean, is it almost equal being healthier and eating healthier if you're focusing on locally sourced food?
Yeah, well, I think those things definitely go hand in hand. You know, we certainly promote local and regional, and regional for us would be, you know, the entire state. We want people to, you know, look for produce that's grown within Florida first, and then after that, within America, certainly, before we try to buy things out of country. You know, we're so used to going to the grocery store, and any time of year, there's pretty much any kind of produce available. You know, but it obviously may not be from Florida or may not be from the U.S. It could be from another country. So it's important that we know our growing season so that when we do go to the market or the grocery store, we can buy those things that we know are in season that were grown here in Florida or in the United States.
It's amazing to me, and I'm sure to most people, that things like lettuce or you turn it over and it's brought in from China. I mean, how it's economically feasible to bring fragile vegetables halfway around the world is incredible to me and almost insane. But in Europe, nearly everyone, especially 20 years ago, it was like universal, even in cities, that everybody would buy local produce from small markets and produce stands every day, right? They go to the butcher on the way home from work, you know, the baker, the fishmonger, the cheese vendor. And you'd see people on, you know, the metro in Paris, for example, with baguettes sticking out of their briefcase or whatever, you know, that used to be in rural societies the way everything was done, right? Everybody, you know, if people had a farm, if they didn't have a farm themselves, they were in a small town that was surrounded by farms, and people ate that way. And so I think the tendency is to get back as much as we can in today's world to eating somewhat more like that. And so it sounds like you're a proponent of helping people figure out how to do that, huh?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we really need to get back to that. We've gotten so used to, as a society, of convenience foods and fast prepared foods and really letting other people do the cooking for us. So, you know, it is important to go to the markets every few days. You know, a lot of us will go maybe to the grocery once a week and stock up, and there's so many you know, shelf-stable and frozen foods out there that we have gotten away from that. So, you know, I like to challenge people to get out to their local farmers markets and, you know, go find your butcher and go find your fishmonger and these, you know, smaller companies that are making these great products, whether it's cheese or dairy. You know, find those and seek those out. It's not only going to help, you know, and be healthier because it's traveled less, but it's going to help our, you know, your local economy. The money will stay there, and so there's lots of benefits to doing that kind of shopping. You know, now everybody can't go to the market every day, but you know, we certainly should keep an eye on that and continue to work towards that.
I think part of what contributes to the obesity epidemic is all of the preservatives and other chemicals that are in processed food, not to mention the sugar. That's a whole other question. But if you eat fresh food, you're not eating the chemicals that allow that thing to have a one-year shelf life, right? So that's, I think, part of what you do is working to counter obesity, especially in children. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we certainly do have a big problem here in America with food-related disease, whether it's obesity or diabetes or blood pressure. And, you know, the kids are, we really got to get these kids to understand what's going on with diet. And like you said, you know, I think we really depend on other people to prepare our food for us. And when that happens, we lose control over what is in our food. When I'm cooking, or when I talk to people about cooking in their home, when they're cooking their home, they can control the amount of fat, the amount of salt, all these things. But when someone else is cooking for them, you know, they lose that control. So, you know, it's a good chance you're going to get a lot of those other added ingredients that we don't need to have in our food. So, you know, it's definitely better to be able to cook your own foods at your own home. But the children is working with them has been really crucial here. I mean, a lot of kids aren't getting that kind of education in schools. There's just not the money for it. You know, unless their parents are you know, into food and can teach them, you know, children are growing up without learning how to navigate this complex food world that we live in. So they really rely on other people to cook for them. So, you know, we really need to make sure our children understand the importance of learning how to cook and learning what real food is.
It's the parents who are feeding the children, at least at home, and or not feeding them, taking them to McDonald's instead or whatever. But so if you are educating children, do you expect that that'll have much impact on the parents and, you know, and feedback into what the kids are being fed, so to speak? Or are you educating the children for their own futures?
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit of both. We have a program that we developed here, Extreme Cuisine, and we go into schools up and down the state. You know, when I go into school, I set up a whole, like, mini kitchen kind of thing, and the kids get to make their own snacks hands-on. I mean, I can put a healthy plate of food in front of a child and say, look, this is what you're supposed to be eating, you know, eat it, and they'll look at me funny like, you know, what is this? But when I get to work with a kid and we prepare food together and talk about it and understand about the food, then they get to take some ownership of that dish, and they're definitely more apt to eating it and trying different things. And then, you know, they go home and say, you know, look, this is what I learned today. Can we buy more, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables? So it's kind of a domino effect, and it is very hard to measure, but by the letters that I've gotten from the kids and from parents, it's been really great, and they really take to it well and go home and hopefully, you know, start making some more food at home too.
Sounds like a really good thing to be doing, probably a lot of fun too, huh?
It really is. I mean, working with the kids is phenomenal, and when they get to, you know, put their hands on the fruits and vegetables and participate, they really have a phenomenal time. So it's really been a passion of mine, working with the kids and helping them to understand. And you know, when I step foot on the school, there's an instant buzz around, and everybody knows that there's a chef on campus. So it's really been a lot of fun.
The Food Network and the Food Channel probably helps. You're viewed as an instant celebrity when you're right there in the classroom, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The you know, we're doing the Food Network challenges, and then the Florida television show How to Do Florida has definitely helped with the buzz that gets created.
You're listening to American Variety Radio. I'm your host, Court Lewis. We're talking with Florida's state chef, Chef Justin Timoneri, who's actually the nation's only full-time state chef, about what he does and why he does it and how he does it. So, Chef, when was this position established in Florida?
This position has been around since about the mid-90s. There's been a couple chefs before me, you know, but I think they brought me in to really kind of update what's been going on, to kind of bring the state out of the Betty Crocker age, if you will, into a more modern recipe age, using, you know, fresh, simple, and healthy ingredients. You know, because really the way recipes are written and designed nowadays has really changed in the past, you know, 10 years, of course, with the availability of different ingredients. But, you know, the cooking styles and the techniques that lead to a more healthy lifestyle is a lot different from older recipes. So it's really been fun. I really enjoy getting into the test kitchen and working with new products, or even you know, standard products, and creating fun, healthy recipes that are not only fun and healthy, but are flavorful, and really kind of nourish our bodies.
How long have you had the job?
I've been here almost 6 years now, so it's been quite a ride.
I'm wondering, do most Floridians know there's a state chef?
Not really. I think the word's getting out more and more. I think people are starting to know now with all the publicity and stuff that's going on. But you're right, it is, you know, pretty a little bit of a hidden thing. And you know, some people, when they find out that, you know, that there's a state chef, they say, you know, usually one of the first things is, oh, what does he do? Does he cook for the commissioner? And that's not my job at all. You know, my job is not to cook for the commissioner. My job is to help promote and help all the amazing farmers and fishermen that we have in the state, and to produce healthy recipes for consumers to use.
Probably most people would guess more that you cook at the governor's mansion. You're the private chef for governor's events and governor's family and that kind of thing. But that's not the case, huh?
Well, no, I mean, I do part-time. I go over to the governor's mansion and help out their chef over there every once in a while. But that's not my job. You know, my job is marketing with agriculture. But it is fun to be able to go to the governor's mansion and help out with events and parties when they entertain over there. So it's just another perk to being the state chef.
I noticed what you're paid, and you're not paid like a celebrity chef. You're a state employee, right? But I'll bet you have more fun than most state employees do. That's probably a given. What's the most enjoyable part of your job overall, the single most enjoyable thing?
Well, really, you know, I think for me the most enjoyable thing is really working with the children and, you know, seeing the big smiles on their faces and their eyes kind of light up, you know, when they're understanding produce. Has really been one of the funnest things. And I tell you, I mean, in my job, I mean, I've traveled all over the world. I've gotten to go to South Africa and Egypt and Nova Scotia and all over Europe, and which has been phenomenal. But really, my favorite thing is going into the schools and working with kids, you know. And it gives me a great sense of accomplishment that I'm really doing something for the state and something for our future generations, and it makes me really proud to work with kids.
Yeah, you really are a roving ambassador for Florida's food products. I guess you do events too, like big races and sporting events, and I don't know, do you do sort of a big tailgate parties with your whole setup and camera crews, and how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many different things that I do, from going to different food shows around the world. Next month I'm headed to Brussels, Belgium, to the world's largest seafood expo, where I'll be cooking and sampling southern United States seafood to buyers from all over the world. So, you know, a lot of those things. And then, of course, television show, the How to Do Florida television show. We're about to shoot season 3 here in another week. And so lots of different stuff. I just flew to Washington, D.C. yesterday just for the day. I had a meeting at the White House with the USDA Deputy Secretary Merrigan on Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. So all kinds of different stuff that I get to do. It's really, really phenomenal.
Yeah, I should give your website at this point, Justin, which is thefloridachef.com. And people go to that. There's a lot of recipes and interesting takes on food, and you'll find a bio of Chef Timoneri and kind of his itinerary, different things he's doing. It sounds like you get to be creative in your food preparation demonstrations. I mean, you're not sort of stuck just using oranges and fresh caught grouper or something. You can do all kinds of things. Do you make up your own recipes?
I do. I work with work with my own recipes, and my palate kind of changes from time to time with all the travel that I doing and learning about different techniques and different types of food and influences. It kind of changes around, but it's really phenomenal. Creating recipes or coming up with new recipes. And I don't have to really exclusively work with Florida products. Obviously, I can add other products to my recipes, but I'm highlighting these Florida commodities, whether it's tomatoes or blueberries or strawberries or some of the amazing seafood that we have here. So it's really a lot of fun.
You have a test kitchen in your office. I guess it's like a smaller scale version of the one on TV, America's Test Kitchen with Christopher Kimball, which is a great show. But so I don't guess you do shows out of your test kitchen, but how much time do you get to spend back in the lab experimenting like that?
Usually a couple days a week, depending on my travel schedule and what kind of promotions are going on. But, a lot of different farmers and stuff will send me their product, and I'll take it into the kitchen and develop some recipes. And not only do the recipes, but do professional photograph and styling with the dishes, so I can send them back a beautiful photograph and a recipe for them to use in their advertising or whatever they like to do with it. So it's really a lot of fun and very creative stuff, which is just a great time.
Do you feel tempted to be like the mad scientist and just go out of the box and do something really unusual just to try it and see if it works?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely like to do those kind of things. But, usually I keep my recipes very simple. I mean, my audience is the average consumer. So, I don't write recipes for other chefs, that are really going to wow you. These are very down-to-earth, fresh, flavorful, and healthy recipes that anybody could pick up and recreate in their own kitchen. So it's great.
I think you say on your website that you do cover the whole range of styles and levels of cuisine, like casual to fine dining, but you say you don't do recipes that are meant to impress you or wow you. Is there a particular style that you focus on more? Is it kind of southern cooking or tropical sort of themed cooking, or do you just pretty much cover the whole spectrum?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. It really depends on the audience that I'm targeting for that particular one. But, as you know, Court, here in Florida, we have a very diverse population. So, I work with a lot of tropical flavors and Latin flavors, as well as those southern influences also. But all keeping the theme of healthy, simple, and fresh. The same when I go to another country and have to cook our commodities for a foreign, buyer. I kind of, obviously showcase what we have, but present it to them in a form that they're comfortable with. So it does change from event to event and depending on who the audience is. But, that's one of the great challenges of creating recipes and photos.
You won a Food Network challenge on TV, an actual intense kind of made-up reality show competitions that they do for cooking, but you won one, huh? So tell us about that.
Yeah, I did. It was in 2006, and it was a seafood cook-off, which was held in New Orleans. So it was up against about 20 other chefs from representing 20 different states from around the country. And we went in with a great Florida dish that really kind of screamed Florida on it, and it was actually a very fancy recipe. And we ended up winning the thing and bringing home the trophy to Florida. We had the best domestic seafood dish, and it still plays on Food Network today. So, you know, that's really been a great thing.
Being the only one in the competition, I presume, who was a state chef, did you feel extra pressure to win, like you ought to be the best because you're representing your state and your job and everything else?
You know, maybe a little bit of pressure, but I was pretty confident in the recipe that we developed. That you know, it really said Florida all over it. And as soon as the judges tasted it, I think they knew that it was from the state of Florida. It was very refreshing and flavorful recipe. So, but yeah, a little bit of pressure to win always. You know, but you know, I handle pressure pretty well, and I really just kind of relax and I really genuinely enjoy what I do. So, you know, I just had a good time with it, and it all worked out great.
Sounds like you're probably a natural performer. What was the recipe, actually, that won?
Yes, the recipe was a crispy pan-seared Florida snapper, and that was nestled on top of a salad that was made with fresh Florida citrus. There was kumquats and grapefruit and orange sections with a little shaved fennel. And then the sauce was a passion fruit, coconut, a little bit of coconut milk sauce. And then on top of the fish was a little spicy green mango jam, and then a few sautéed Gulf shrimp on top of that. So it was quite a complicated recipe, you know, one that's really five recipes within the one recipe. But, you know, pretty amazing, amazing dish, and it held up well against the other chefs, so.
That sounds pretty good to me. Can you come on over and cook tonight, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
I'm thinking, you know, Florida, I think, is the nation's number one producer of sugar through sugarcane in the south part of the state. But sugar is obviously at the root of the obesity epidemic that we mentioned earlier. Do you sometimes get pressure to promote things that you disagree with? Maybe a touchy question.
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. You know, possibly... maybe a little bit, but I really don't see it that way. You know, if I need to do some promotions with sugar, you know, obviously I recommend, you know, moderation is the key with that. And, you know, we obviously shouldn't be eating sugar all the time, but, you know, just a good balanced, well-rounded diet, and to, you know, to stick to the more natural style foods. Like, you know, I buy, like a natural, less refined sugar is what I use in my house. I don't use white sugar. I use a, you know, less refined product, and you know, I keep moderation. So, you know, it's important to have that balance. Absolutely.
There's actually a product called, I think it's Florida's Natural. Is it?
Yep.
It's available nationwide. You know, I've seen it all over the country in a dark brown box. We'll promote for it here for a minute. And it's, you know, it's basically a partly refined or unrefined sugar. It's a great taste, kind of a little molasses-y taste to it. It just tastes more natural and, you know, and it's, I think, better for you, as you say, than the fully refined white version.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of that is what I talk about, too. I mean, the same thing with flour. I don't even use any white flour anymore. You know, I use a natural flour or, you know, so there's, you know, for just about every pantry staple product that's out there, there is a more natural, less refined product if you look for it, and those are things that I recommend using, and the simple techniques and things like that can really help lighten up your diet a little bit and make things much more healthy.
You are listening to American Variety Radio. I'm your host, Court Lewis. We're talking with Florida's state chef, Chef Justin Timoneri. Justin, how'd you get this job? Amazingly enough, I see that you didn't go to culinary school in a state that has a campus of Johnson & Wales and the Florida Culinary Institute and probably lots and lots of college and community college and university-based culinary programs. You didn't get a degree in that field. You worked your way up from the bottom. So how did you do it, and were you surprised you beat out all the competition to get the job?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I knew the job was available because I knew the previous chef before me. You know, so I was able to apply, and like you said, I don't have a degree from a culinary school, but you know, my reputation and my resume pretty much spoke for itself, and you know, I think there was about 60 other chefs that applied for the job. I went through multiple interviews and screenings, you know, and they really liked my presence, and you know, because I would have to be in front of the camera and kind of a face of Florida agriculture. So, you know, it's been phenomenal. But yeah, you know, the school is a great thing. Culinary school is great for people who are interested. It's very expensive. It's not the only way to go. I mean, you know, you could certainly work your way up, and just like I did, I started out as a dishwasher and moved up to a cook, and then, you know, lead chef, and then finally, you know, sous chef, and then executive chef, and now I'm a certified executive chef. So, you know, I may not have gone through school, but I've done my time, and I have my certifications, and you know, so it's been a great journey, and I really wouldn't change it at all.
They evidently picked the person who was best qualified for the job rather than the person who had the right credentials, right? So sometimes credentials is kind of beside the point for something like being a chef and a roving ambassador for the state's culinary products and so on. So speaking of those products, what's your personal favorite ingredient? Like, let's say if you could only eat one thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next week out of all of the produce, you know, seafood and so on, particularly like a main course kind of thing, what would be your single most favorite ingredient?
Wow, that's a tough question there, Court. you know, I would probably have to lean towards seafood because it's so inherently healthy and has great flavor. So, I mean, I would probably go with Florida shrimp. I mean, I could really eat some Florida shrimp, you know, for a week straight, whether it's you know, steamed or done cocktail style or in pasta. There's just so many ways to do it. And such amazing flavor and a naturally healthy product. So, you know, really seafood is a big staple around my house for sure.
Sounds good. Good answer. Chef Justin, if you could boil your whole message down to just one piece of cooking advice for anyone, no matter where they are, what would it be?
Well, this is one of my biggest things here is that, you know, as Americans, we, you know, when we look of what we're going to cook for dinner or any time, we find a recipe at home and then we go out to the market and find those ingredients and then come home and cook it. And now, you know, what I'd like to advise is for people to do the exact opposite. Now, this is a little different from what we normally do, but what we should be doing is finding out what's in season, then going to the market and buying what's fresh and in season and beautiful. And buying those ingredients, and then finding a recipe to match that. So I think we've really got things backwards, and we need to kind of flip it around. And I think it's a much better way to eat if we do it that way.
Good advice. Well, Chef, this has been interesting. Thanks so much for being on with us. I'm going to give your website one more time, thefloridachef.com. Go there, and you'll find just a wealth of information and lots of recipes using seafood and all kinds of fresh produce to make delicious and healthy stuff to eat. So thanks again for being on with us on American Variety.
Thank you so much, Court. I really enjoyed time with you, and thank you and your listeners for having me.
Yep, and thanks to all of you out there for listening. I hope you'll tune in again next week for more American Variety Radio.